Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. This is Darlene Williams, and I will be your facilitator for tonight's prayer service. I would first of all like to remind those that are participating tonight to please make sure that there is no background noise so that when we unmute you, there won't be any interference, and please leave your telephone unmuted so that we won't have any problem connecting you. I'd also like to take this time to wish my best friend, Cynthia Tinsley, a happy birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, but she, of course, is celebrating all week. So when you see her or get a chance to speak to her, please, please tell her happy birthday. We will now start with a prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist members, friends, and visitors. I would like to express my gratitude to the prayer ministry and all those working on behalf of making this meeting possible. The Word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We honor you, and we glorify your holy and divine presence today. Father, we're asking for your guidance, wisdom, and your love as we begin this meeting. We thank you for all you've done and all you are doing and all you will do for us. Help us to grow, Father, as a close church. Father, we rejoice because of your grace and your mercy. Forgive us of our sins and not always doing what is right, Father, but we stand right now that we can say we want to be close to you. We draw close to you because you have shown us great love. Father, open our hearts and our spirits so that we can get to know that you are leading and guiding us every day. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate sacrifice that we may know your way and your word. Oh, Lord, we are grateful that your word says, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Father, you are our strength and our redeemer. We trust you because you are faithful and you promise never to leave or forsake us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that unites us and protects us along life's way. We pray, Father, for our sick and shut-in members and our bereaved families. Heal and comfort them as only you can do. Bless every member of First Baptist and all the people on the prayer line right now, Father. Be with our church. Be with all the ministry leaders. Bless our interim pastor, the Reverend Young, and his family. Father, we just want to make this a special night that we can come together. We want you to bless the inspirational message tonight, Father. Touch and heal each and every one of us, Father. Give us that strength that we stand in need of. We need you more than ever, Father, as we go through these difficult days. These and all needful blessings we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer, Deacon Roberson. We will now have our scripture by Brother Llewellyn McIntyre.
Good evening, First Baptist. Hello to everyone. Our scripture for today is coming from the book of Isaiah, 52nd chapter, verses 1 through 7. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For there shall no more come unto you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust and arise. Be seated, O Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there. and the Assyrians oppressed them for nothing. Now, therefore, what have I here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing? The rulers well, declares the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, thou shalt know that it is I who speak, here I am. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says, to Zion, your good reigns. Thank you for letting me read.
Thank you so much, Brother McIntyre. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come this evening with thanksgiving in our heart, knowing, Lord, that you are with us. And with you with us, there nothing can come against us. So we thank you with all of our hearts, mind, and soul. And we pray, Father God, that you will continue to be with us and lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We pray for the sick to see that they bereaved, the homeless and the hungry, the unsaved, the prisoners, and all who stand in need of your blessings. We ask, Father God, that you will bless us all and keep us in a mighty way. We pray for the First Baptist Church family and all its connected friends and neighbors. And we pray, Father God, that you will bless us all and keep us. We pray for Reverend Young, and we pray for our former pastor, Reverend Frank D. Tucker. We ask you, Lord God, to just keep us all together. Lord, that we pray for the committee that is responsible for finding a pastor. Not only them, but all who First Baptist Church members. We pray, Father God, that you will put us all on one accord. So, Father God, that so we will all will have the same ideas and the same things in mind, and that we will not have no one putting against. And then, Lord God, I just know that you want to make work out things anyway, it will be all right. So I thank you right now for all that you have done and all that you are going to do. We pray, Father God, for all those that we know of is sick and need your healing power. We ask you, Father God, to lay your hands on them and heal them only as you can. And Father God, I pray for that person that don't know you in the pardon of their sin this evening, asking you, Father God, to touch them. Let them know, Lord, that they too have a soul to be saved. And Father God, and we ask that you bring them in before it's too late. Because, Lord, I know you are a good God, and you bless us in spite of us. And, Lord, and I pray that you will continue to be with us. Help us, Lord. We need you. For every time we turn around, there's some violence or something going on all around us. But, Lord, you allowed us to go on a little while longer. And we pray, Father God, for the ones that in this family is sick. We lift them up to you tonight. And asking you, Father God, to be with them. Help us, Lord, to carry on in your name. And Father God, we thank you for what you are doing for us. Lord God, I know that there are sickness. Well, they say that I have this or I have that. But Lord God, I'm depending on you to see me through. So I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to what the doctors are saying. But Lord, I'm leaning on you because I know you're able to do all things. So I ask that you will bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer, Deacon Rembert. We will now have a 2-minute period of closed mic prayer for you to take a moment to petition the Lord for your own concerns, and we'll come back after that. 2 minutes. Amen. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us talk to the Lord. God of peace and understanding, God of protection and comfort, God of healing and sustaining, we're so grateful that we have you to do all of these things for us, to be all of these things for us. For we know that in spite of ourselves, in spite of not being faithful to you and your word and your commandments, in spite of not living in the spirit in which you would have us to live, we continue to receive your goodness, your mercy, and your grace day by day. So we say thank you for continuously watching over our lives in the way that you do. We thank you for this prayer service, for the prayers that we've heard and will hear, for the message that we will hear this evening. Please let it resonate within each of us. Let this service and this message fill us with the Holy Spirit and allow us to leave here this evening filled with the firm direction and purpose in our lives. And Father, please sustain this church, its membership, the mission that it stands for. We ask that you bless all who stand in need of your favor. There are so many homeless, helpless, hopeless, hungry, sick, and bereaved. We ask that you continue to allow this church, which has served you for almost 160 years, to be renewed in its membership, refreshed in its culture, reinvigorated in its desire to be of service to you. We ask these blessings in the darling Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We will now hear a selection, Wounded for Me by Eleanor Pearson, after which we will have our inspirational moment, which will be given by Sister Shirley Whitaker Terry. She is a former member of First Baptist and now is affiliated with the Pennsylvania Baptist Church, where the Reverend Kendrick Curry is the pastor. So after this selection, we will hear from Sister Terry.
evening, all. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Special good evening to First Baptist Church family. Yes, I still consider myself a family member. I saw Pastor Tucker last Sunday at Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, where he was our guest speaker. I told him First Baptist will always be my home church, and he will always be my pastor, even in his retirement. Thank you for inviting me to share an inspirational moment. I'm going to tell you, God is so, so good. I have to give you my testimony. Back in December, I and my husband tested positive for COVID. The first week, symptoms were bad, real bad. After a week, my husband was doing fine, feeling great, just his usual self. I was still struggling, and unfortunately, I had to be hospitalized due to infection in my lungs and concerns about my kidney transplant. God blessed me in 2019 to receive a new kidney, praise the Lord, and he brought me through that in flying colors, I'm going to tell you. So I am just so thankful. So COVID affected not only my lungs, but my transplant. On December 17th, I was placed in isolation, and breathing got real bad. Oxygen level kept dropping. Couldn't walk from the hospital bed to the bathroom without my oxygen level dropping so low that caused shortness of breath. It was an experience. I was on oxygen day and night. And then after a couple of days, praise the Lord took me on a retreat. While I was in isolation, just me and him. The next 5 or 6 days, I was in prayer, reading scripture, praying God's word back to him, listening to gospel music on my cell phone, and meditating, proclaiming that there is healing power in the name of Jesus. Just constantly, just being in the midst, just being in the presence of the Lord. But, you know, during that time, God showed me, he showed me some things. He showed me, he actually reminded me that because I studied his word and I was able to lean on his word, able to pray his word back to him, he asked me, if you didn't have my word, what would you do? How would you make it? And I thank God for the word. I thank him for his word. He showed me how I was drifting from my first love. I was asking him for a more deeper, intimate relationship with him, yet I was not spending the quality time with him as I had been doing in the past. And he was right. To give you a little history, a little background, before my mother had a serious fall and requiring 24/7 care, well, every morning I would spend quality time praying, not just reading, but studying the scripture, meditating, listening. I spent that quality time with the Lord. Now, I tried to do it every morning, but let's face it, sometimes, you know, got an early appointment or something, and I don't get up in time to do that. And so what I would do is I would still, at some point in that day, spend that quality time. Then my mother had this fall that required, like I said, the 24/7 care. Sandra and myself, Carolyn, we all had to take turns caring for Mom, which we would have caregiver during the day, but we had to, when the caregiver would leave, we had to spend the rest of the evening and the night with her. The bottom line is I let the busyness of life get in the way of me spending that quality time. If I stayed with my mother, I'd get up, do what I needed to do before the caregiver got there, and then I would rush home to do what I needed to do at home, spend a little time with my husband, cook if I was going to cook that evening, and then be back by 5:30 to let the caregiver off. So I had no excuse. I did. I allowed that busyness to get in the way. Now, I would do snatches. I would, read the scripture, always pray morning and night because I want to thank you, Father, for waking me up this morning. Every morning I would do that. But to spend that quality time studying and meditating, I did. And I admit it. So God said to me, come back to your first love. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And it was such an experience. I call it my mountaintop experience, because even though he was showing me how I was falling down, it was still a good feeling. And I appreciate it. And look, I appreciated the discipline. So in a few days, the Lord said, now it's time for you to get out of here and go back home. So Christmas was approaching. I had faith, and I believed in my heart that Christmas Day, God was going to heal me. Didn't he do it? Let me tell you what happened. Christmas morning, my oxygen was on 6 liters. All during Christmas Day, the nurses would come in and say, Miss Terry, we need to drop your oxygen level. Miss Terry, we need to drop your oxygen level. By Christmas night, my oxygen level was down to 1. Down to 1. And they kept it at 2 just for precaution. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 3 days later, I was home. Yeah, I came home with oxygen 24/7. But now God has blessed me where I am not on oxygen 24/7. If I'm at home and not really exerting, I don't need oxygen. When I go out, I have to use it, and at night I have to sleep on it. I say I'm healed. There are some that say, well, how can you say you healed? You're still using oxygen. Yes, but he has brought me from 24/7 to where I am today. And God heals in his time and in his way. And I am patiently waiting for the rest of my healing, for I am healed. Praise the Lord. Now, my journey, it was difficult, but it was for a purpose. And I know that. I know that it was a purpose for me to be where I was. And I've learned a lot from my time with the Lord. So you might say, well, what does God want you to do? He wants me to share my testimony, and I have been, and that is what I'm doing now. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, family. Thank you, church family. Thank you, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that message, Sister Shirley Terry. We will now open the mic so that you can show Sister Terry your appreciation for her testimony this evening. We will open the mics for 10 seconds.
Thank you for that powerful testimony. Now be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Awesome. Praise God.
Thank you for sharing.
Awesome testimony. Now be the glory. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I am going to read some announcements before we turn over the program to Reverend Dr. Emmett Young. First of all, Saturday at 11:30 a.m., there will be a farmer's market in the lower church. That is this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Come first come, first serve. That's what it says. Choose Healthy Life is presenting the farmer's market. Also, our former Minister of Music, Stanley Thurston, will be directing the Heritage Signature Chorale in their 23rd annual concert, Black Composers Retrospective. It will also be Saturday at 4 p.m. at National City Christian Church. There is a cost. So if you want to look up Heritage Signature Chorale, you can find more information about that online. Also, for high school students, ages 14 to 19, Planet Fitness is giving free gym membership to high school students. And it is called the High School Summer Gym Pass Membership. It is completely free. Parents, you do have to go online and register them. And this will last until the 31st of August. Also, we will have a wonderful youth and young adult cookout and fellowship and games on Saturday, June 10th. It'll be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and it is going to be a lot of fun for all. We're going to have music and hopefully moon bounce and, of course, face painting and even some games for the kids to play. So please bring out your family, tell your friends, bring out your grandchildren and your children. We would love to have as many people as possible to participate. Finally, there will be a Celebration of Freedom, Juneteenth celebration, which will be sponsored by the First Baptist Senior Center and the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry, Juneteenth Nutrition Seminar. And it will be on June 22nd at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Ida Clark Hall. So with all of those announcements being shared, I will now pass the service over to Reverend Emmett Young. Here we are.
We say good evening to everybody, all FBC, First Baptist Church family and friends. Thank you so much, Sister Darlene, for facilitating tonight, to all those who have shared on this wonderful Wednesday experience in our prayer meeting. We say thank you for not just serving, but for worshiping, for allowing the Lord to use you and speak, that we would be just the better, be filled, be encouraged, and inspired on this evening to give us what we stand in need of, even for the rest of the week. We certainly say thank you to Sister Terry for that moving testimony and reminder of how important God's Word is. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. We hide the word in our hearts, his word in our hearts, and we may not sin against him. And so we just say thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing. And we've been made the better by it. Please pay attention to all the announcements given by Sister Darlene. As she said, and you know, there are so many things that are going on. Summertime is here. We've got to pass Memorial Day weekend. We pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend, spending time with family and friends. And even as we go into the summer and the months get hot and all those kinds of things, as you make your travel plans, please continue to be safe, to stay safe, and be vigilant everywhere you go. We're praying for all of our sick and shut in, all those individuals we know that are suffering and struggling right now with all kinds of physical issues, mental issues, praying for those in rehabilitation centers, even in hospice care, and certainly praying for those who also have lost their loved ones. We know that God's word lets us know to be able to pray and to pray without ceasing. And so we trust in God. This is why we're here this evening. As I said, it's been a wonderful, wonderful service tonight. As we close down tonight, we pray together. We lift up our requests unto God because he's the one that hears and answers. So the lines are going to be open for 20 seconds, approximately 20 seconds. You can lift your prayer request up into the Lord and believe that God hears and answers prayers. The lines are now going to be open. One more announcement before we go to the Lord. Don't forget that this coming Sunday is Communion Sunday, of course, in person or online for those who are sharing with us online. Don't forget to have your elements ready as we go to the table of the Lord. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you once again for this opportunity we have. We don't take it for granted. Someone right now is unable to speak from their heart. Someone right now is unable to testify. Somebody right now is unable. Maybe perhaps the crushing burdens of life has someone in a state where they cannot cry out unto you. But we know the words of Scripture let us know, even in Psalms 4, where the writer says, O Lord, answer unto me as I call, waiting to hear a word from you. So right now we come because we don't take for granted that we can call out unto you and you hear us. Whether it's silently, whether we're screaming out loud, whether we're talking softly, you hear us because that's the God that you are. You are our creator, God. You formed and framed the world and everything in it. You are our redeemer, God. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for our sins, that all humanity may have a chance to come to know you and to receive not just the pardon of sin, but the promise of eternal life. And God, you are a sustainer, God. Yes, Lord, that's what we are calling on right now, the God of sustenance, that as we look at our family and our families and our friends, our loved ones, as we look at our church family, as we look at our community, as we look at our city, look at our world and all the things that are in it, we trust your divine hand to be able to answer our prayers, God, and to be able to move and to shift things. Lord, when we have 15-year-olds committing acts of violence and murder, when we have young people carjacking, when we have even those who are doing well and feel overlooked by all the other individuals who are around, when we have our world in disarray from the government to natural disasters and all these things that we know about, we still trust in you. And so, God, in that solemnity, we come right now blessing your holy name, thanking you for being a God of sustenance. Give us what we stand in need of to go on a little while longer. Give us what we stand in need of to allow the light of your love shine from our heart that someone may know you. We were reminded this past Sunday, God, that we've got work to do, and the work that we have to do, that it will speak for you, Lord God. So help us to do the work that when we're in the grocery stores, in the convenience stores, even on our jobs, and we're online, we're at different places taking our children or grandchildren to this practice and to that practice, wherever we are, let us speak about you. Let our life be an example and a testimony that others may see us. But, Lord, we will let them know that we glorify you, that it's only because of your sacrifice, it's only because of your power that we are able to walk into places, that we're able to walk with hope, we're able to walk with our heads held high, we're able to have peace and joy even in the midst of turbulent times because of you. So, God, we thank you. tell us what we need. Answer the prayers that have been rendered tonight. And God, I pray for, we pray for patience as you work your will. Lord, sometimes we think we want something, but God, let us seek your face. Let us seek your will, for your will is what's best. Give this church, give First Baptist what it needs to minister to the community and minister to the city, to the state, the area. Give First Baptist what it needs to be able to develop events, Lord God, that will be not just efficient but effective to be able to do the work you have called us to do. We thank you, Lord. We lift up every member one by one, name by name, household by household, and we just bless your holy name. So, God, thank you for giving us what we need. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, God, for not just a second chance, but another chance to get it right and to do the work that you called us to do. We love you, God, because we know no one down here may say thank you, but we thank you that we know we're going to receive that reward, that golden accolade to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, after it's all said and done. And so, Lord, that's why we do what we do. That's why we strive. That's why we give. That's why we serve. That's why we love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Now, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, domain, and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the people of God say amen, amen, and amen. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Praise the Lord. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank everyone for their participation this evening and for all of you that thought it not robbery to take time out and spend time with us praying together and supporting each other. Remember, as I said earlier, today is Cynthia's birthday, so if you get a chance, please wish her a happy birthday. And we just pray that you have a wonderful rest of the week. And we hope to see you again next week. God bless you. And if you would like, there will be music to enjoy. Thank you.